I got a wet foot doing that. I also had to melt all the snow that was on top of it, you know. And that means you got to hose it down because the snow causes the ice to melt. You can't let the snow stay on there. So I got that done. I don't know whether it's going to do any good or not, though, because these temperatures are supposed to be going up. Tim Lyman out in React is a busy guy this morning. We have a Jeep that has spun out across from Freezer Queen on the Furman Boulevard. That may cause you some problems. Either that or he's on his way again. But the big one is the 190 southbound, the Niagara extension of the thruway. At the Pine Avenue overpass, a car has spun out and struck the guardrail there. And that will probably slow you down if you're going to be trying to get up onto Grand Island over the bridges there. All right, 647 and 28 degrees in town on the Jeff Kay Show. And Carl Nichols just around the corner.
Introducing a new way to take your pulse, only from Chevrolet.
Supercar?
No, I don't.
Would you like one?
Yes, I would.
Here's a supercar. Now
what do I have to do?
Now I'm going to make you an instant winner.
Very nice.
The WBEN supercar. It's so easy to win.
I'd like to make you an instant winner right now.
I don't know what you need to do. I just take it?
Just take it.
How come?
It's our way of thanking people for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Supercar.
6:48 in the morning on the Jeff Kay Show. All right, I thought this might cheer you up. Frank Sinatra. 1966. We're brought to you by Wardinsky, folks, by the way. Don't give me that baloney. I want Wardinsky. Right in the chops. Summer Wind with Frank Sinatra. Not likely today, I'm afraid. Good morning to you. It's 6:51 in the a.m. on the Jeff Kay Show. You, Carl Nichols. We going to have much more of this freezing drizzle this morning?
Well, I think we're going to have it for a while this morning. It'll be changing over to some light snow here as the morning goes on, I believe, or mixed with light snow. But actually, that's about normal, Jeff, for this time of the year.
All right. Well, I'll accept that. I'll check with you again at 7:45, fella. You have yourself a good day.
Okay, Jeff.
See you then. Bye-bye. Carl Nichols, our chief meteorologist from WeatherFacts. And he says that it's going to be, you know, up and down and up and down. Now, apparently our driving conditions are starting to deteriorate. Debbie should be in here in a couple of minutes, and she'll pass it along to us. But let me just quickly go over what we have here. On the 190 southbound, that's the Niagara extension of the thruway southbound at the Pine Avenue overpass. I suspect that's in Niagara Falls. I'm sure it is. We have a car that spun out there and hit the guardrail. We have a Jeep that has spun out across from Freezer Queen on Furman Boulevard. We also have... on the 290 westbound, just past Delaware Avenue, that would be the Youngman Expressway, we have another automobile that has spun out, and that is in the westbound lane. We have a 290 eastbound at Sheridan Drive. Is that a spin out as well? He's just putting that information up now. Go ahead, I'll wait. 290 eastbound at Sheridan Drive. We have another automobile. We have two cars that are involved in some kind of a collision or a spin-out or something. So it's really getting slick out there. So if you're on your way in, you take it easy and drive slowly, huh? We're 3 minutes before 7 o'clock on the Wardinsky portion of the Jeff Kay Show. Good morning.
Hi, this is Bob Wells for Wardinsky. You know, Jeff Kay and I have been pointing out the advantages of you folks asking for Wardinsky meat products. As I do, don't give me that baloney. I want Wardinsky.
Hey, Bobo, thank you. This is true. Saturday night, we finished up the last of the turkey. You know, I put it all together in a big turkey pie. And the kids sat down grumbling and groaning, oh, boy, turkey again, you know. So they ate it all. And on Sunday afternoon, they said, let's have hot dogs. So we did. I schlepped out to the store and picked up a package of Wardinsky wieners and brought them home. Boy, they went in no time at all. And they were really quite a treat, especially after 4 days of turkey. All right, we're a minute and a half away from 7 o'clock on the Jeff Kay Show. Very good morning to you. 28 degrees. It is really pretty slick out there. We have a two-car accident at 290 eastbound at Sheridan Drive. The Youngman Expressway at Sheridan Drive, a two-car accident there. For heaven's sakes, be sure and clean those windows off. It's going to take you a little bit of time, but make sure they're cleaned off all the way around so you can see. Two-car accident, Sheridan Drive on the Youngman, and that'll tie you up. Spin out on the Youngman just past Delaware. A spin out at Freezer Queen. on Furman Boulevard, and a car struck a guardrail, 190 southbound, the Niagara extension of the thruway southbound at the Pine Avenue overpass. So all of those things are going to conspire to hold down your flow this morning. So take it easy on your way in. 6:59 at Carl says, cloudy, breezy, cold, occasional light snow, and a few snow squalls today. National Weather Service tells us we have freezing drizzle falling at the airport this morning. 30 seconds away from news time.
Around these parts, folks have learned to make the best of cold weather. And now, news from WBEN, Buffalo.
This is our victory tonight. It belongs to each and every one of us who has given so much blood, sweat, tears, struggle, strife to this campaign, and I really love each and every one of you.
The voice of San Francisco is Mayor George Moscone, a voice silenced in his City Hall office yesterday by an assassin's bullet. WBEN Radio News Time, 6:07. This is WBEN Radio, your official snow-closing station for Western New York.
This is a message from the 20,000 union craftsmen in the Building Trades Council of Buffalo and vicinity who want you to know these facts.
Stan Barron has sports, then weather facts.
The National Football League rejected the request of San Francisco officials to postpone last night's game for 24 hours because of the shooting deaths of the mayor and a supervisor, three racetracks activities yesterday. See you at noon on Newsday with a story on the Bills. This is Stan Barron. So long, be a good sport.
Will it be slip-toe through the tulips again today? We'll find out from Weather Facts Carl Nichols after this.
How would you like a free shrimp cocktail? The Great Gatsby and J.J. Astor's in the packet in.
The WBEN Weather Facts forecast. Weather Facts, this is Chief Meteorologist Carl Nichols.
The present Buffalo temperature is 30, humidity 96%, the pressure rising 29.78, and the wind is from the west-northwest at 13 miles an hour. One of the hour's top stories, San Francisco police are holding a former member of the City Board of Supervisors in connection with the shooting deaths of Mayor Moscone and City Supervisor Harvey Milk, whose bodies will lie in state later today in San Francisco's City Hall. I'm Jack Ogilvie, WBEN Radio News, brought to you this hour by AM&A's eight great stores. It's so convenient to shop at AM&A's. By the Great Gatsby on Sheridan Drive and J.J. Astor's in the Packet Inn, and by the Union Building and Construction Craftsman on the Niagara Frontier. Union skills cut construction bills. It's 30 degrees in Buffalo. Have a good news day. And now here again is Jeff.
And good morning. 7:16 in the a.m. And it would appear that we are having a bit of trouble with slipping and sliding. Slipping and sliding out there. So take it easy this morning. Still freezing drizzle being reported at the airport. And we're brought to you by Klein Hands, Western New York's largest store for men and boys. And boy, they think that Buffalo is a great place to live. And they've been here for 85 years just to prove it.